Magic 931's Brooke and Vogue.
Talking birthdays, good ones, bad ones. Rank your birthdays basically today, Brooko.
It's a good time to talk about this too, because for a lot of people the last few years, at least at one point someone's had a lockdown birthday.
You had a proper lockdown birthday. We were only in lockdown for a week in July last year, and it was the big one for you.
My birthday week, which... this is going to sound bad, but there was kind of part of me that was like, well, at least I've had the experience now. Like, everyone else was having lockdown birthdays. I was kind of in it with them for that reason.
Can I rank some birthdays of my own quickly?
Please do.
Off the top of my head, I think my 18th was pretty choice.
Okay.
I was already at the pub at midnight when I clocked over, so I got to have the handshake. It was actually me and Clayton Brawers as well, who went to college with, also a March 14 baby, so we got to have that together. I'm pretty sure the Killers was playing.
That's good.
Ranking a little lower, I think, yeah, you know, probably that that 13th birthday I mentioned where I got my Red Dwarf DVDs, not bad. 17th birthday, sort of somewhere in the middle. Not a very exciting day. Didn't see anyone or do anything. It was probably a public holiday, but... Channel 7 Mate played the episode of The Drew Carey Show where his enemy drugs him and sends him to China without a passport or money and leaves him to die. That's a really funny one. 25th birthday, that was the weekend where coronavirus panic set in across South Australia.
Yep.
I have never been sicker, which was not a great feeling.
No. I bet it wasn't.
At the time, you couldn't get in to see a doctor because they were worried about the Rona, and if you hadn't been interstate or overseas, wouldn't see it, wouldn't do anything. And then I reckon my 21st, just a bit of a downer, honestly.
Interesting.
It was, again, it was that public holiday. Everyone else was doing other stuff. I was just with my parents. They were insisting, hey, be happy. It's your birthday.
And there's nothing worse than being forced to be happy.
Yeah,
interesting.
Man.
Can I rank mine?
Hit me.
So for me, 21st was one of the best because my mum was like, I will either throw you a huge 21st or I'll give you money and you can go on a holiday. So Corbin and I went to Queensland. It was amazing.
How long a Queensland holiday on mum's dime?
It wasn't a long time. It was like maybe 4 or 5 days, but beautiful. We lived it up. It was really good.
Oh, young love as well. That's great.
So that was fun. My 17th, I cried because I was like, oh my God, I'm 18 in a year. I'm getting old. Which we're here 10 years later and I'm still distressed by my birthday. So here we go.
Never looked better, Brooke.
My third was one of my best. I remember my mum made me the cake that was really popular at the time from the Women's Weekly book, and it was like an angel. It was huge. All my friends came over and I got my ears pierced for my birthday by a salon in Renmark. And
age
it was like
three.
The best thing ever. I'm sure it was three or four. That's, everyone was getting their ears pierced back in those days.
That sounds like an absolute romp. Thanks to Tina, who mentioned her 50th, the daughter and the bestie, putting on a karaoke machine and all that. Keep them coming in of socials, Magic 931.